and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your safety to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We are in and we are up and running, and welcome to the show. Yes, UK Health Radio, you are banging in with me, Paul Rees. Should I say banging in? Is that politically correct? I've said it. Done. I don't give a stuff. But welcome to the show. And I've got a, yes, banging show ahead of us. Absolutely. Because I've one smart, deep thinking, wide open client. Should I say client? No. What I should say is, well, actually, when we met, we were kind of clients looking for clients. Then we evolved into friendship. Then we went blood brothers. Now we're soulmates. Now we share minds. Doesn't get much deeper than that, that's for sure. But no, we weren't clients. We weren't looking for clients. We're just looking for, I don't know, in the business world, we're just looking to buddy up. We're both lonely business people and we met. So, oh, we resonate. And it grew from there. And all of a sudden, it's like, boom, Dan Goodwin's on fast dial. He truly is. He's on speed dial in my mobile phone. For sure, because anytime I need an emotional uplift hit, boom, Dan is the person I would go to. Not very often these days because I don't need him so much. But when I do, there he is, speed dial. He'll come on and trust me. This friend of mine, he knows how to nurse everybody back to alignment. And if you're out of alignment and you're doing skullduggery, he knows how to find you also, trust me. Because this man isn't the CIA, he's the CYA. Much bigger than that, that's for sure. He is, he's brutally beautiful. Is the only way I can describe this man. His hair is just always like candy floss, shaped in the correct way. His shirts are stunning. He has the mic the size of, I wouldn't like to say, but wham, he is just awesome. And does he know his techie stuff and all? That's the guest we have on today. And if you're about to leave the show, well, do you know what? You're going to miss out on something amazing because we are freestyling it today. We're coming in, we're going to talk about all the gibberish that you don't want to hear, but you know is important, which is how to behave yourself for one in the workplace, how not to do in the workplace, what are the behavioral patterns that send us into skullduggery in the workplace, and all these beautiful things that, you know what, we're going to make up and turn into something fantastic, because that's what Dan does. This man knows. He knows when you're twisting your face in order to say the truth is not the truth. Yes. He knows it all. He can read you without even seeing you. He can catch you 1,000 miles away and he'll know, yeah, that's the one. Because he knows it, man. He's trained in the place of knowing how to catch that emotion that everybody else doesn't see in people. This man is full on. Absolutely. Let me bring him in. So Dan, the amazing Dan, the man, as I like to call him, is very beautiful. I'm about to applaud him in. And why? Because this man always deserves an applaud into the show. Let me bring him in because we love him to bits. Dan, the man, Goodwin.
Hey, Paul. Thank you. Boy, we just need the lip. I mean, I need you to be my hype man all the time. That'd be awesome. You can just go and you can do an open for me. How's that?
But here's the thing, you are a very beautiful human being. I'm going to say that, and I mean that wholeheartedly, not because I have to, because we're on the show, because I do mean it. You're a man I've had many conversations with, and there are these phrases that you use, you just flippantly chuck them into a conversation that leaves a tattoo memory of, wow, that was such a piece of philosophy. And generally, then no more than about 20 words that some would take 2 days to get a head around. That's you, Dan, in a nutshell.
Well, thanks, Paul. I've been called a nutshell, but, but yeah. I mean, I appreciate those kind words.
Well, here's what I want to start with. You know, you have spent a big chunk of your career, you know, analyzing the human being, human behavior, analyzing really, you know, the best in people and also the worst in people. Because when you look at, you know, CYA consulting, which is cover your assets, And what you mean by that is cover your assets from the people who want to take your assets when it doesn't really belong to them. In this world, we call it nicking, thieving, pinching, robbing, taking what's not yours, thinking it's yours when it's not, when you know it's not really, you know, thinking you can avoid karma. All those things come with our shape of human being that you know inside out.
Yeah, there's three kinds of people in the world, Paul. It's makers and takers and fakers, right? So the makers, that's who we want to hang out with, is people that are making things happen, people that are doing using their gifts and their expertise and their superpower for, to help humanity. The takers are the ones we want to avoid, and you and I've met plenty of those during our business life. And I made a post years ago, said, "Here's why I won't let you pick my brain." I mean, people are just looking for free advice or you to explain things to them that they should be paying for. I mean, people say, "Why do you charge such a high fee for an hour of work?" No, it's an hour of work for you. It's 30 plus years of experience for me, right? And then you've got the fakers, and we've all seen those people. And sometimes you may even see those on your TV screen in case you still watch TV.
And and I want to go into this because when we think of the fakers and the takers, these guys are very much their shape. These shapes of individuals are very close in peripheral patterns, we could say. You look at them, and they would look like the takers and the fakers are kind of similar in my world, I would say, but I don't have your skill either. And I don't want to, this isn't just, think about this, listeners. It's not just about business. This is about in life. I mean, I was my first marriage, I was married to a taker and a faker, and that was my doing. I went into that marriage and she was a taker and a faker, actually more of a faker than a taker in the beginning, and then become a taker and a less faker because I could see her true colors. And am I talking bad or negative? This is a fact of life. When we think of the makers in life, those are people that have a wonderful rate of awareness, a wonderful rate of seeing the good in people and getting and giving the good in people. And that's those makers, and I love that like 3D layering that we have there, which is the makers, takers, and fakers. But let's talk about the makers first. You did touch on it. For me, a maker is someone that sees someone's awareness and really wants to help them and themselves, because that's be a two-way. I always believe in a two-way win. This radio show is a two-way win. One that I mean the basic thing is I'm getting a radio show, but I'm getting to really do what I should. What you don't do usually is give your mind away. So I
Yeah.
know this is a maker show, but think about the makers, what do they look like in life for you, Dan?
That's a great question, and I think a lot of us that have made this journey, especially after the last 4 years or so, it's people are standing up and raising their hand, and they realize that they had been spending a lot of time with takers in their networking, in their business, possibly in their personal relationships. And the maker piece is when we connected. Shout out to our good friend Lee Tunney Ware. I know he's been on your show many, many times. And those makers are the people that you resonate with. And you find out that, you know what, as long as I can speak a version of your language and understand you, I can probably help you. And it may not be my particular skill set in the present moment, but the power of connecting with other makers allows us to make those, referrals, those introductions, those endorsements. And that's who we like to spend time with. And when you spend time with those people, and you spend time with others that are looking in on that ecosystem, they find that attractive, Paul, because that's what they want. And they're coming into your word, they're coming into their own awareness. And when they come into their own awareness, then they become open to new possibilities.
Wow. I mean, I think that when we think about those makers, like if I were in the personal world, I would say if I measure my marriage, because I believe that me and Deb are both makers together. So, my sole responsibility in my marriage is to make Deb love Deb. Done. And hers is to make Paul love Paul. If I stick to that universal contract that we took together and we got married, which is to make Deb love Deb, then everything I do is about her being more than what she was yesterday, but also fulfilling my life at the same time. But then if I then put that into an employed situation, I would see a maker as someone that goes into work. One sole goal is to make everybody else's job easy by doing their job in the way that makes everybody else's job easy. What are your thoughts on that, personal and career?
When I talk to service people, I say your main job is to make it easy to do business with you. Don't be throwing up all the objections. Don't be pointing out all the flaws. You have to lead people through it. You mentioned marriage, so we just celebrated over the summer. We've celebrated 38 years together, my wife and I. Yeah, I mean, I got married when I was 12, Paul. I mean, it was an arranged marriage, right? It was a shotgun wedding, and her dad was holding the shotgun. Of course, I'm joking. I'm joking. But, very important for me and my wife, you said that your job is to make Deb love Deb, and her job is to make Paul love Paul. And I will say, I've been a challenge to my wife. So she's put up with a lot and all of my crazy ideas and projects. And she's not always comfortable with those, but she is very supportive. And because she wants me to be happy. And she knows that I have a very short attention span unless I am focused on a project. And her job is she does everything she can to make that smooth for me. She does challenge me. I'm not saying that she's a rubber stamp. Oh yeah, that sounds great. Just go do that, honey. That's not what she does. She challenges me. And I'm very competitive. I like to be right. I think as most husbands do, you like to be right. But at the same time, there is that reality check. And I do check in with her. I do, but I do come armed with data and a strategy and facts so that I can sell this idea. So, but it's a good relationship, and I'm always supportive of what she wants to do, and I'm always telling her she can do it. And that marriage piece, that experience. I think sometimes in business, Paul, to bring this back to business, I think sometimes in business, we see the potential success for others sometimes when they don't see it for themselves. And when there is a readiness and an awareness to receive that information, that's where you and I can do the magic in how we can help people.
I adore that. I do, because, and something you said there, which is so apt, which is only when they see the readiness to accept that sort of, I know, uplift, that drive from another person that's been there. And then when we think of the takers, now these are, for me, they're very camouflaged, more so than the fakers for me. Because the takers sometimes, because I was addicted to generosity, which I'm now, I'm a recovered generous person, and I am. And I say that openly. I'm still a very, I'm still very someone that is very passionate about helping, but it doesn't come a place of desperate generosity, which I adopted from my childhood. So I suffered by takers for a long time because, again, my addiction to generosity, which meant I felt that the takers were actually showing gratitude, or they were giving me, they were respecting me. And that's the thing. Takers can be very camouflaged and very deceitful, but not look that way.
I totally agree. When back in my corporate career, when I was doing investigations, reactive type, I mean, always responding to something that went wrong in the workplace, fraud, theft, embezzlement, sexual harassment. I mean, just all the human issues. I now look back on that, and later in life, I learned how to identify, you know, the psychopaths, the sociopaths, the narcissist. Mm-hmm. A lot of takers are narcissists or have narcissistic tendencies, and they'll be the first ones to claim credit, you know, for your idea. Mm-hmm. They'll come pick your brain, as I said a while ago, and then take that and maybe tweak it and say, look what I discovered. Look what I found out. And the takers, and I forgot who coined the term, but, you know, energy vampires. And that's what they are. They're just energy vampires. They just suck the life right out of you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, again, that's, you know, and this might sound a bit brutal, listeners, when we put into the, you know, the ring of business. But it is a boxing match when you have the takers in a, you know, that manage to get into a tight-knit community, tight-knit support system. Because we do have that, Dan. We're lucky we have that tight-knit system. But it can be very sabotaging and, you know, it can fracture support systems in the business world if you're one of those kind of disguised takers.
And I would say, you know, we were challenged to look at the etymology of the word nice, and it really is, it's a weasel word. And I don't use the word nice anymore. Because when you look it up in the original French, it's just, you look it up, you won't use the word nice anymore. Well, that was really nice. He's a nice guy. No, he's a polite guy. He's a professional guy. He's a kind person.
Yeah.
And, yeah, nice is a noncommittal, just a polite way of acknowledgement without assessment or judgment. And anyway, that's my own research. The thing about takers, and especially narcissists, when you set clear boundaries, mm-hmm. and you let them know you see what they're doing or you see who they are, they will self-select out most of the time. Narcissists always want to win. They want to be, they're very charming. They can talk a good game, but they have no substance.
Damn. Wow, that's so true. There's no substance to it. Wow. Wow, that's something, you know, I just hadn't realized until you said there. But then the fakers, and I'm going to put something out there. The first probably 5 years of my business career, and this would be 15 years ago now, 20 years ago when I started, I had this philosophy, fake it till you make it, because they were the buzzwords in those days, fake it till you make it. And by damn, I did. And I really was one of the biggest fakers I can imagine in my industry. In those first 5 years. Now, when I say the version of faking was effectively selling myself with a lot more experience than what I had, and then, you know, winging myself through certain portions of my services that I didn't know how to do, and I just reshaped into the knowledge I had, which diluted it slightly. You know, is there positive fakers and negative fakers, do you think?
Absolutely. So, the easy one to identify is negative faking, which involves fraudulent representation most of the time. Mm-hmm. So that could be financials, that could be a CV, resume, work history, that could be degrees. These things nowadays with technology easily verifiable or not, right? So the positive fakers, and this, I think this is where people struggle because they talk about the imposter syndrome. We've all heard that in business, the imposter syndrome, right? And there is nothing wrong with saying, this is what I intend to do. This is the field in which I intend to work. Mm-hmm. But then taking the action steps to educate yourself to be able to help people. Mm-hmm. Because we all start from zero on whatever skill set we have. So my first investigative interview was nothing like my last investigative interview I did for the company, right? My first video I produced back in April of 2020 for my wife, who's a school teacher, when everybody got sent home, the edict came down, you know, 5 videos a week to be posted on the school website for the kiddos, right? And I was suddenly a video producer, which I love tech. You know, I'm a geek, Paul. But I had never produced a video before. So that first video, I look back at those now and I laugh and I'm like, you know, God bless me. I was doing the best that I could in the moment, but I'm so much smoother now. And I'm not a video producer. I do a decent job of the promo videos for our group and things like that. That is a representation of what it takes to move from that imposter syndrome, I'm a video producer, and then move into, okay, I'm decent at it. It's not what drives me. It's not what gives me the oomph for my, because I'd rather be dealing with people than fighting a computer.
Yeah. And this is great because, you know, until now, I didn't really understand the shape of, you know, negative or positive or negative fakers, but now it makes more sense to me. And actually, makes me feel a lot better about those first 5 years because I never actually took anything that I didn't deserve, I believe. And I never overcharged. But I didn't say that I had something when I didn't have it, but I give the impression that I could do it. And that's basically how I did. But what we're going to have to do there, Dan, we're going to have to go into our first commercial. And when we come back, listeners, have your pen and paper ready because Dan is going to call out his contact details so you'll be able to get hold of him. And we're going to dive into then a little deeper into the makers, takers and fakers. There's a little more that I want to jump in with Dan and then. And we're going to go from there. Happy days. See you in 90 seconds.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back to the show. UK Health Radio with myself, Paul Rees, and of course, my beautiful, most handsome man in the US, Dan the Man Goodwin from CYA Consulting. And that is cover your assets. This man knows when you're taking, when you're making, and when you are faking. He knows it all. I didn't say that in the right order, but it was an order to it. But Dan, before we go any further, how do we find you? Where?
Easy. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. The easiest way to find me is on LinkedIn. So Dan Goodwin at CYA Consulting. If you look up those four words together, you will find me. I'm not a secret agent anymore.
And you can miss him. He's beautiful. So here's the thing. Before we went into our commercial, we were talking, of course, for those who are just joining us, where have you been? Makers, takers, and fakers in life, workplace, business. We were doing it all. But let's talk about, you know, I want to come to the, first of all, the takers. Now, when we talk about takers in the corporate environment, now, generally, if you're a taker, my thought would be you're someone that is emotionally draining your people, those you work with, those you lead, you know, if you're a taker in any kind of lead position. You know, what is the cause and effect of that kind of character, you know, leading a full drive team?
Well, it's unfortunate if you are a leader. Now, you know, the lowest form of leadership is positional leadership, Paul. And that's where you do this, Paul, because I'm your boss and I told you to do this, right? That's not leadership. That's just managing, probably very poorly. The impact of taking in the workplace, we kind of referred to it earlier, was taking credit for other people's ideas or the team's ideas and not acknowledging or giving credit to the person who proposed that idea or promoted that idea in a staff meeting, in a marketing meeting. And what that does, if someone is taking from the team without giving credit, it drives morale to the ground or underground. Does not inspire others to continue to be creative or to continue to be presenting ideas in an open meeting, because there's no incentive. We all want to feel appreciated. We all want to feel acknowledged that we've been seen and heard and validated for our work, for what we're bringing to the table. So when somebody is taking that, that team performance is going to go down. Wow. People may say, I can separate work and business, personal and business. And I am telling you the correlation of how that plays in your mind when you keep replaying that incident in your mind. That does have an impact on your personal psyche and your personal life, even though it may have happened at work.
Wow. Do you think that still goes on? Do you think we are still in this day and age in high corporate suffering with those takers in leadership?
The short answer is yes. One of the things, and I've been gone out of corporate now for 17 years, but one of the games that is required to play if you're going to be in a corporate job is politics. And it, you know, politicking, it can be good or bad, but who's the players? Who does this impact? And how will this impact our department, our staffing, our budgeting? Now, I was fortunate working in a corporate security group that we got to deliver the news, good, bad, or ugly, to the officers of the company, to the CEOs and everybody that reported to the CEOs. And what they did with that after we presented our findings was on them. We knew what happened, but it's kind of like news stories today on mainstream media, right? It's like, we know what really happened and this is the spin, right? Now, to give credit where credit's due, we did have an executive vice president one time after we presented our findings on an investigation that exposed lots of conflict of interest and a little bit of corruption, and it dealt with contractor workforce. And I got to be careful how many details I sent. But the bottom line is Friday morning, we did our findings, and by 3:30 Friday afternoon, all of the contractors from those three companies had been released.
Wow.
And it was thousands of employees.
Yeah.
And it was and some of those contractors held the key components or the key ideas or the key metrics for projects that were ongoing at the time. And I thought that was a very gutsy move. Caused a lot of pain. There are a lot of people's weekend plans got changed immediately.
Yeah.
But it was the right thing to do. I guess I was just surprised or shocked that the decision was made that quickly. Now, that's one of the success stories. I could tell you a few others where it just kind of got swept under the rug. And but you know what? You know what, Paul? Here's the thing. I feel good about my work product there because we had the facts. We presented the findings. We weren't decision makers. We were on, it was like the old Dragnet show from the U.S. back in the 60s, right? Joe Friday, it's just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Wow. And you know, this, when we go into the other layer, which is the fakers. And now this one for me, this shape has changed because, you know, basically AI and using AI, you know, especially when using, I can't remember the same name of the software that will write for you. That's strange. What is it? The software. But
there's about 20 different versions of ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. You know.
Right.
Now, when you write the resume or a CV, as we call it in this country, in the UK, you can really embellish on your current experience. You can really exaggerate it, and it must be now somewhat really difficult for, you know, any employer employing where they are doing it from reading through a CV, which effectively hasn't been written by that person, has been, you know, written in a very beautiful worded way that person couldn't write for the most, and has certainly been through using AI. You know, ChatGPT, you can easily stretch what that experience looks like through the word delivery of words. You know, I would not want to be an employer now having to research into the market for genuine CVs or CVs that come from that person's actual experience.
That is true. I've got here's a news flash. We have AI tools now to evaluate CVs and resumes before it even gets to a hiring manager.
Wow.
So yeah, I've got collaborators, business partners that are more smart than me on the use of AI. I think if you spend some time on LinkedIn, or especially LinkedIn, because it's mainly business, you know, business focused, you can see people that have just, you know, mailed it in or phoned it in with AI with the response or with a post. And I've used AI for some of my posts, but it's very specific. They call it what prompts you're using, right? I put in very specific prompts, and then I will go back and review to say, you know, tell me the top five things for instance, that people need to be aware of for cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And those five prompts will produce three or four different kinds of posts. So what I do, I don't blindly post those. I go back and make sure I agree with it. Mm-hmm. And then I may edit, and I may interject my own language in it. For me, ChatGPT for creation is a good idea starter. For CVs, I think that's where the personal touch is. And somebody may get in the door via the AI on their CV. I think what a smart hiring manager or human resources rep would do is to be able to ask enough clarifying questions to see if this person really has what they've represented.
So is there now then software that can read I can read a document and pick up that it's been written by ChatGPT or similar softwares.
Yes, and that's been around for a while. So in the last, I teach a class at university here for entrepreneurship, and there was a tool that the university offered called Plagiarism Checker, and it would go back through all published journals, white papers, and doctoral thesis, that sort of thing, and it would do a plagiarism checker. And then it became to the point it could go check the internet, right? Check the webs to see if, because if you were, it wasn't an issue if you were quoting a story and giving credit. It's only the issue if you quote, if you use that information and don't give credit. I mean, and that happens all the time. That happens in business, that happens in life, that happens in politics, that happens in religion, whatever. It's that if you start parroting something, you better source it. And if you can't source it, you need to say, I'm not sure where I heard this, but it has been said in the past, you know, dot, 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 whatever comment you're getting ready to make.
I mean, I think, you know, that as we become more reliant on ChatGPT to elaborate and exaggerate our abilities through writing, that I wouldn't be surprised if at some point on LinkedIn over the next couple of years, there's an automatic tool that when somebody puts something up on there and they've used ChatGPT, that it actually will give the reader an estimated measure of how much they think has been used by ChatGPT. So then you start reading documents and you will say, well, actually, Paul Rees, 60% of that document was ChatGPT, and we're saying 40% was organic. I wouldn't be surprised if at some given point these tools come in, because right now everybody is guessing the realism of everybody else.
Yeah, I agree. And I think some of that's probably in play right now. I'll give you, for instance, and I'm getting away from the words, but just going to images, just going to AI to create images, because I've used some of the Adobe products to generate images for posts on LinkedIn and other platforms. And there's this little tag now that appears on those pictures called CR, and it's I'm not sure, but it's creative something. But basically, it's giving people the heads up that this was created using a third party tool. And I don't give a rip one way or the other. I don't care. I chose the picture because I thought it represented what I was posting about. So yeah. I'm willing to put up with that. But there's other programs, obviously, that you can be very creative and take full credit for it. And I'm not worried about who gets the credit. My mission is to get my message out.
Yeah. Wow. I love it. Listen, Dan, we're going to go into our second commercial. And listeners, when we come back, of course, Dan will call out his details again. And we're going to dive into, we're going to kind of move away from the makers, takers, and fakers. And then actually, I'm going to surprise you. So come back after the commercial year, and we will keep deep diving. Happy days, man. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back to the show. Yes, UK Health Radio, myself, Paul Rees, with amazing Fandango, CYA man, Dan the Man Goodwin. Absolutely. Now, before we, of course, we deep dived into so much stuff today. There's so many golden nuggets there. But most importantly, how do we find you, Dan the Man Goodwin?
Yep. The best way to find me and connect with me is on LinkedIn. It's under Dan Goodwin, CYA Consulting. If you enter those four words, you will find my profile. And please let me know that you heard me on Paul's radio show.
Happy days. It'll be there. Connect this man. Now, when we think about CYA Consulting, cover your assets. Now, you know, from the last three quarters of the show, we get your background. But here's the thing is, I'm coming to you, you know, I'm coming to you in my corporate business. I could be losing tens of thousands a day, maybe a month, maybe a year, you know, and we don't know why, we don't know where it's going. I mean, now it's a needle in a haystack. Where do you start?
That is a great question. And of course, it's always situation dependent. But if we've got the hemorrhaging on the financial side of it, then we start with the financial systems and we bring in the experts. And I like what you said in the first segment is we are stay in our lane, guys, you and I, Paul. And I am never afraid to tell a client that's not my area of expertise, and we got to go find somebody to help us. Yeah. So we got to go find a partner. So if it's a financial issue, we start with systems to find out where the breakdown was. Is this a policy violation? Is this coding that needs to be fixed? Is this a loophole that needs to be closed? If they're hemorrhaging people, then we have to go back and find out where the management breakdown was. Now, I'm not a human resources manager. I can identify or help them identify where the possible issues are if they're dealing with a psychopath or a sociopath or a narcissist.
Wow.
And help them work through that piece of it. If it's results, if it's a marketing issue, I am not their guy because I focus on the human piece of it, yeah. Paul. That's yeah. really where my expertise lies.
And I think that's where I was kind of going with the you know the prober there, which was when you I remember once you said to me there was a certain amount of categories. I think it was money, sex, or what else was there that you said to me?
Yeah. So the four categories or the four instigators of investigations. So it's community, mm-hmm. power and control, money and sex. And a quick recap, the community piece is you are in good standing as long as you conform to the whatever the community decides.
Wow.
Is so I mean you, so you can think about social club, you can think about religion, you can think about politics, you can think about a business. You have, when you go to work for a business's employee, you agree to their code of conduct or to their employee manual. And so, but that all of these can be used for good or evil. I mean, wow. So the second one is power. And we touched on that, I think, in the second segment about, you know, leadership you know, the first, the weakest form of leadership is power, but it is a controlling thing that if people are in fear for losing their job, they may go along with to get along with. Yeah. The money piece was greed or desperation. You know, I'm stealing the money to feed my family, or I'm stealing the money because I found the loophole and nobody's going to miss $100,000. And then the sex was never about the intimacy of a relationship. It was all about power and control, basically. So those are just a quick recap of the four driving factors that precipitates an investigation.
It's surreal that those four factors are connected to a work environment where you're paid to be your best. It's surreal that they are connected there. I mean, it's kind of, there are four factors you would put into the criminal world rather than into, you know, a legal, clean thinking, being establishment, if I could say.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I shouldn't say it all because I was always surprised. But even in a corporate environment, there was bleed over into criminal activity. And that's when we had to get law enforcement involved. Occasionally, you know, we would find child porn on a company asset.
Wow.
And, you know, the first thing you do is, you know, we had to call the FBI. So here in the States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they're in charge of those investigations. And we would have to take that asset, that hard drive, and deliver it and get receipted at the FBI. There was always conflict of interest. There were always people setting up secondary businesses and then, you know, contracting back to the corporation. So that's not allowed. there were people, you know, using company credit cards to put roofs on their houses and buy a new refrigerator. And there were people that were using company credit cards to continue a prohibited relationship with someone else in the company. So I've seen a lot, and I've seen the downside of human behavior. And that's one of the things that really caused me to want to get out of, I liked the thrill of the chase when I worked for the corporation. I liked the adrenaline rush. I liked being good at what I did. At the same time, moving to the consulting side of the business allows me to actually help people and not just do gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. Because I'm good at what I do. Now I gotcha so I can help you become better at what you want to do.
Wow. Those losses, you know, they would probably have gone on for some time before that employer would have seen the miss. Yes. In the finances.
Yes, we would be contacted through an ethics helpline, which is anonymous or supposed to be anonymous. I always giggle at that because it was always a toll-free number and you could always trace the number back. But it's just not the losses that may have continued, Paul. It goes back to the ripple effect of what kind of harm. Not just the physical or the financial, but the emotional harm. I mean, I've seen employees destroy their lives by the choices they made. And that could be possible criminal charges. That could be a relationship. If they were having an extramarital relationship, that could be a loss of reputation, loss of leadership, loss of job. And sometimes those people were allowed to leave without any further action. And sometimes they just had to pull the trigger and say, yep, we're going to refer this one to the district attorney to review.
Wow. You often, you know, you sometimes have to think, what's going through that person's mind when, you know, you're risking your annual salary, which is feeding your life. For what for some might not be a fraction of what they may earn annually, you know, buying a refrigerator on a company card, you know, you would lose a tremendous amount more in salary the more you would the cost of that refrigerator, you know, those kinds of things. I don't know. Now, I suppose common sense doesn't sit in everybody.
Well, that's true. And when we would do the corporate investigations, we always knew the what had happened. and we kind of knew the how it happened based upon, you know, investigative technique. The kicker was, and this is what I was hired to do, was to go find out the why, right? I mean, why would you do this, Paul? Why would you risk? Why'd you put your career, your life, your family, your freedom at risk by doing these sorts of activities? And some people used bad judgment. Some people were pushed up against the wall. Some people were convinced that no one, probably another, you know, employer, that no one would ever find out. And it's just a snowball effect. And I had this reputation within the investigations group that they called me Spider-Man Dan, because inevitably we would go in for one issue and I would uncover three or four additional issues just by my ability to visit with people and have them tell me what was going on. And they weren't all security issues. They could be management and human resources and policy issues. But it was always part of the findings report to get those things back to the teams that needed to go fix them. And the why was always just amazing to me, because you generally had people who made one bad judgment call and it led them down the path. Or occasionally you would have those people that they just were there to see what they could get away with.
Wow. Do you know, Dan, this has been such a great show and we are completely out of time. So listeners, you'll know where to find the great Dan Goodwin of CYA Consulting on LinkedIn. Reach out to him. You can't miss him. You'll see him there with his spectacles and beautiful hair and everything else that goes with him. He's a fab guy. It's been, Dan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate your mind, your heart and your soul. You are a beautiful human being. Listeners, until this time next week, boom, bye for now. Emotion.